Chapter 8. What happens at the Ollies? Summary. Extra world-building snippets and deleted lines from the Chai arcs. Takes place during chapters 13 to 15. Deleted scenes from the Parade of Nations. Wei Wuxian smiles, takes a deep breath, and follows the woman in blue and white, announcing Team Yunmeng out into the screaming stadium, where dozens of white-clad cheerleaders are dancing and screaming all along the route. There's even more people packed into this stadium than for his first world championship at Lotus Pier. The noise is deafening. The spectators are a sea of blue and white. Somewhere in this vast crowd, Jiang Yanli is sitting there, trying to get photos of him and Jiang Cheng. As Team Yunmeng passes by the heads of state, Wei Wuxian beams, brighter for the cameras. The Prime Minister of Yunmeng waves at him, while the Prime Minister of Gusu merely nods. Gusu, the host country, brings up the rear as the Parade of Nations draws to a close. A slight hush falls over the crowd at first, before they erupt into even louder cheers than before. Wei Wuxian turns towards the screens showing the camera feeds, and for a moment he forgets how to breathe. Team Gusu is clad in sparkling white suits, waving and beaming excitedly for the cameras. At their head strides Lan Wangji, solemnly bearing the Gusu flag whilst arrayed in the traditional white robes of the Lan family. Something else about how beautiful LWJ is, sick. Lan Xichen is the cauldron lighter, dressed in cultivator robes patterned like the wings of a dove. He flies Li Yiping up to light the cauldron. Once it is lit, several doves fly out through the flames before vanishing into the night. What happened to Im Song-hoon, the cute South Korean archer, when he went to visit Wen Yang? Im Song-hoon. So you said you wanted to spend time together tonight, and I wasn't exactly sure what you meant, so I put on some nice clothes, but it seems there's been some sort of misunderstanding. Wen Yang. Oh, no, I really did want to spend time with you. Oh, okay, well, why are you playing video games then? Yeah, I wanted to see if you could help me beat this level of Kingdom Hearts. Im Song-hoon quickly hides the packet of condoms and lube he'd gotten from the sad green man into his jacket pocket. Obviously relieved. Yeah, definitely. What did you need help on? The morning after. Wei Wuxian. Wen Ying, did you have fun last night? I did, actually. Oh, really? Leans in closer. Deets, deets, deets. Wen Ying, blushing. Oh, it's a bit complicated. Complicated? Now I'm really interested. And kinda long. I'm listening. We were pretty much flying by the seat of our pants. Lots of cool things at the seat of your pants, yeah. And I kept getting shitty rolls on initiative. Interesting way to put it, but sure. But in the end, we laid siege to the kingdom of Gothmog, and Simone Biles, half-elf druid princess, Celestaphim, saved our asses at the last minute with her Pegasus. I understood most of those words, but not in that order. Xiao Huisang. Hashtag Chai Ollies. Hashtag closing ceremony. Hashtag comp cult. Hashtag Wangxian. It got cold in the stadium during the closing ceremony, so we're all huddling for warmth. Crying laughing emoji. Two penguin emojis. Video. Wei Wuxian, Nie Huaisang, Jiang Cheng, and Wen Yang are huddling together amid the other athletes in the stadium. Wei Wuxian then laughs as Lan Wangji bumps into him from behind, resting his chin on Wei Wuxian's shoulder as he joins the huddle. But only with Wei Wuxian. Like 7.1k. Comment 438. Repost 580. Running from planes. The most precious penguins! Nikaforov. Wangxi and R, Link, the penguins from Polar Land, confirmed! Sea Goddess Musoline. Ah, look how happy WWX is! They're so cute together! Ah! Heart eyes emoji, sparkly heart emoji. Kaith Dunalaith. You guys are so cute. Everyone did so well at the Olympics. I'm so proud of you. Double heart emoji, beating heart emoji, penguin. Cultivator's robes, woven silk. A traditional set of robes worn by cultivators of the Lawn sect. They were worn until 18th century, when a more simplified version of the robe became standard. After the wars of the 20th century, Lawn sect cultivators stopped wearing distinct outfits from non-cultivators for their own safety. Inquiry table. Mahogany with mother of pearl. This table was designed to be a teaching tool for a young Lawn sect cultivator, as its inlaid designs represent the most basic notes of the Qin language. Qin language is the means with which Lawn sect cultivators can communicate with spirits. Songs of Clarity, original manuscript, paper. Many of the cultivation methods of the Lawn sect are still in use in their cultivation schools today. The Songs of Clarity were first written down in the 7th century, but were taught amongst the disciples of the sect even before then. Nowadays, recordings of the Songs of Clarity are popular amongst mindfulness gurus and in meditation classes all over the world. Deleted moment from the Chai sightseeing day trip. This is the Victory Bridge, built after Gusu and the Sunshot Alliance fought off the Japanese at the end of the war, the guide says, as they pass beneath a small footbridge sporting two figures at opposite ends. At one end, Huoyi, the archer, aims his arrow into the sky, pointing to the sun at precisely noon. At the other, his wife, Cheng E, waits with a rabbit in her arms.
The faces of Huoyi and Cheng E were modeled after two prominent leaders of the resistance, adds Lan Wengji.
Wei Wuxian chuckles, though the rapidly darkening sky keeps him from taking a decent photo of the bridge itself. Dorama-rama! Reviews and recaps of Asian dramas. Wisteria Blossoms, episode 248 recap, by Anna Cho. It's been 27 seasons, and somehow the drama in Wisteria Blossoms never gets old. We've followed the Fujikawa family for 3 generations now, and maybe I'm just a spoiled millennial, but the current gen with Yume Fujikawa, Sachiko Ikeda, is probably one of the best written ones. The struggles she faces with entering the workforce and her budding relationship with Takeshi Sato, Ryu Kuroda, are super relatable, making her all the more endearing amid all the family drama with the older members of the Fujikawa family in the background. I'm still not over how they wrote off Mina Fujikawa at the end of the last season. I know the reasons were something about studio politics, but I'm gonna miss seeing Saya-chan on my screen. Episode 248 is Peony. I can't believe they're still going strong with flower names for these eps. And covers Yume's fears about Takeshi's feelings for her. A lot of people might find her worrying on that aspect to be a bit stupid, since it's practically a given that Takeshi basically thinks she hung the moon. But it's easy to forget what we know as an audience isn't necessarily what Yume knows herself. I'm glad the writers decided to let her take this episode to really properly wrap her head around just how devoted to her Takeshi really is. And of course, in true Wisteria Blossoms style, they execute it so subtly that you might miss it if you aren't paying attention. My favorite bit has to be, of course, Yume's conversation with the actor in the gardens. Fans of competitive cultivation might recognize the actor of the actor as Wangji Lan, a very accomplished competitive cultivator from Gusu. Yume brings up, at one point, her fears that Takeshi might tire of her someday when she's old and gray, and Wangji straight up tells her that, oh gosh, just let me transcribe this scene. Yume.
Do you know what it's like to doubt someone's love?
Wangji. Endlessly.
You think, oh, maybe this little thing he does means something, but it could mean something else, too, and pretty soon everything is cast in doubt. Everything is shadowed.
And yet, you suffer in silence and hope.
But can the hope ever pay off?
What do you have left to fear from him?
that when I am broken and gray, he will leave me.
If he truly loves you, not even death will make him leave your side.
Listen, I don't know who convinced the studio writers to give Mr. Lon such swoon-worthy lines, but I want to shake their hand. Everything about his performance was perfect. His Japanese enunciation is so good. Unsurprising, I heard everything he does to perfection. And just the earnest way in which he delivered it. I've seen his press conferences, and he very much runs the risk of being a daikon radish in terms of, like, complete woodenness. But it's clear the creative team at Wisteria Blossoms made this role just for him because of the beauty of his lines and the care the film crew and post-production team took to make sure he looked beautiful and distant and yet somehow melancholy all at once. Truly powerful stuff. This episode was a treat. You really need to catch it. Cherry Blossom, Yanli.
TV emoji.
Yeah, we watched it last night. You were amazing in it.
Praying hands emoji. Bunny emoji? Question mark.
He loved it too. Kept on waxing poetic about how you'd be a really cool ancient warrior scholar. Said your lines were like poetry. JC wants to throttle him. Cherry Blossom, Yanli has sent a video.
Question mark, question mark. Pleased emoji.